Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brand. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Thank you for that introduction. And guys, welcome to the Life of a Gentleman. So glad you could join us. We have a super exciting episode this week, talking to a couple of great guys. One of them you know, Dennis, and we will be talking about our upcoming visit to Indianapolis. We are starting to take this show on the road. No pun intended. We are literally going to Indianapolis. We will be visiting a lot of businesses in the menswear space and in the gentleman's lifestyle space. Also, if you're a business owner and you'd like us to come visit you, we will be doing that as well. So we are open to invitations. We are going to be broadcasting live. And so periodically, we'll be taking the show around the country to different cities and focusing on that city and talking to people who are doing things in the menswear and gentleman's space in those particular cities. And we think it's a great way for us to also interact with any listeners when we get there as well. So we'll be talking about that. You won't want to miss that conversation. And also, another gentleman that you'll want to get to know, and he's a real great guy. He has experience in working in the apparel industry. He works for one of the top leading fabric producers that make some of the most high quality garments around. You'll find out exactly what that is. And this gentleman's name is Troy, and you may know him on Instagram as The Genuine Article, and he drops a lot of knowledge, especially if you're thinking about getting into the fashion business and maybe starting a career in fashion. He gives a lot of great tips and a lot of great insight on how you can do just that. So guys, buckle up. It's a fashion heavy show. I know you're gonna like that, and also a little bit of entrepreneurship mixed in. Guys, get ready. It's the Life of a Gentleman, starting right now.
Hey guys, let's dive into a brief style discussion, tips, suggestions, and fashion ideas from a guy who knows style. He inspires us on social media, personal stylist, and retail expert, Dennis Styles. It's the style tip of the week. Hey Dennis, bring the heat.
How do you do, guys? This is Dennis Styles. I'm right here in another episode of Life of the Gentleman podcast with my co-host, Richard Taylor. What's going on, Rich?
Glad to be here as always, always talking about fashion, business, and lifestyle. So guys, hope you've been enjoying these episodes. We've enjoyed the discussion, so it's always great to talk to you, Dennis.
Yeah, man, I'm super stoked about this episode we have going on today. You know, you just said fashion, business, and lifestyle, right? Correct, right?
Exactly.
So we're gonna mix all three, my friend, into one show. And I want you to start it off and explain to our audience what I'm talking about here.
Yeah, what we're going to start doing, and hopefully we're going to aim for once per quarter, is take this show on the road quite literally. And the first city we decided to hit, because we've gone to the West Coast, we've gone to the East Coast, we're going to do something right in the heart of the Midwest. We're taking the show to Indianapolis. And from what I understand, Dennis, this will be your first visit to Indy.
Yeah, man. I never thought that would be one of my destinations. But doing my diligence and my background, I've come to realize, Rich, that it's a beautiful place to visit, my friend. It sure is, man.
Yeah, I think you're really going to enjoy it. I've been there a few times for the Big Ten Championship football games. That's where it's held. Also, I went for the Final Four. It's a great sports town.
I'm in.
Yeah, right. You're sold already. Great food, great beer,
beer.
Great spirits. So, and it's a clean city, and a lot of people don't know it's not as small as you might think. It's I believe in the top 12 as far as population for the U.S. And so I think you're really going to like the downtown as well. All the sports arenas are there. The mall is connected to the sports arenas. They're all connected by an above ground tunnel system. So when it is cold there, you don't even have to go outside to get from the football stadium to the mall to the basketball stadium. You just move around the city inside in the warmth. It's one of the things I love about it.
Oh man, I'm already sold, man. I can't wait. It's only a couple of weeks away, guys. So now we have amazing projects. I mean, I don't know where to begin. I know it's only going to be 3 days. We're pretty much there to work, guys. We're not there at, this is not a personal vacation. This is actually, we're taking our podcast team over there, and we're going to be visiting different shops, and whether it be restaurants, stores, clothing stores, shoe stores, and we're going to be recording live as part of our, you know, promoting their brand and our brand at the same time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So what we've decided to do now, if people are interested in the future, we have one tentatively lined up in the fall for Hartford, Connecticut, my hometown. But let's focus on Indy for a minute. What we have is, like Dennis mentioned, a couple upscale stores, behind the scene private tour of a hopefully a distillery. They distill whiskey primarily, so I'm looking forward to that. I've done a few whiskey tours before, a few distillery tours here and there, and also we'll be attending a craft beer event. So there will be a ton of Midwest brewers there, and we'll be covering that event. And also looking forward to hitting a couple restaurants as well. And a highlight of the trip for me is one of my favorite jazz musicians will be in town that same weekend, coincidentally. So we will have the chance to get a private show at a jazz supper club, one of the 100 best supper clubs in the U.S. And that person is Huge Groove. So if you guys know who Huge Groove is, we're in for a treat, because he has one of the best jazz musicians out there right now. And hopefully we get a chance, if we can get the plug, we can get a chance to get an interview with him. But our, you know, we're not sure if that's going to happen, but a lot of great things in the works.
Yeah, that's a lot of work, man. And this is what you call part of the, you know, our hard work. You know, we've been at the show for about a year and a half to 2 years, and it's starting to pay off now. And also, I want to give huge thanks to the companies that reached out to us to represent their brand and, you know, have us record and bring awareness to either their, you know, store, restaurant, bar, distillery, whatever it may be. We're going to be covering everything from lifestyle, fashion, and amongst other things.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out. It's called West Fork Distillery. Great people. Very excited to have us. And then also the Jazz Kitchen, where Huge Groove will be performing. Looking forward to that. But then also the Indianapolis Craft Beer event, which will be an outdoor event. So we'll be dressing for the weather. So we won't be all suited up. So you guys will get a chance to see us in some casual looks. Definitely will document a lot of it. Follow along on our Instagram, because we'll be going live. We'll be showing you a lot of behind the scenes stuff. I think you guys will really enjoy it. And what we want to do is get out there and meet some of our listeners. So if you're in the Indianapolis area, we will have a meet and greet event on Friday. And if you want more information about that, go to our Instagram page, and that event will be held at a very nice establishment. It's a bar that is actually part of a boutique hotel that I've stayed at in Indianapolis. And Dennis, you are going to love it. I sent you pictures of the atmosphere, but the offerings that the bartenders give, it is unlike anything you've ever had. Trust me.
Oh man, I'm already sold. I mean, when it comes to the distilleries and tastings, I think we had one in Vegas. Do you remember that? I thought that was very nice, man.
Oh yeah, very informative.
Huge hotel. Man, that person, what was it? Whiskey tasting?
Whiskey tasting, yeah. Right at the Palazzo. Right at the Palazzo.
Now, think about Indy, where they're known for this stuff, you know? You know, I'm here in Maryland, D.C. area. you know, it's not the same. The beer selection is not the same as going to be in Indy. They take pride in what they serve and how they make it rich. So this is going to be an amazing opportunity, not only for the shows, but for us too.
Oh yeah, great opportunity. Actually, you're right, Dennis. West Fork Distillery, actually everything they make, all their ingredients are from Indiana, the state of Indiana. So all their grain, all their water, all the corn that they use for their whiskey, I'm not sure about the, I believe even the wood for their whiskey barrels, it's all from Indiana. So we'll get more into that. Of course, we're going to have them on, so you guys will hear more detail about that. But very exciting to know that people are taking, you know, pride in their hometowns. And we kind of just want to showcase as cities that are sometimes underrated and think outside the box. I mean, Dennis and I, we've done New York, we've done Philly, we did Vegas. So it's time we stretch out. And I'm a Midwesterner, so I get the chance to play host and show this guy around the Midwest and show what that has to offer.
Yeah, man, to be able to sponsor and coordinate these events, Rich, I mean, who would have thought, man? You know, we started this podcast a while back, and look how far it's gone. We're closing in on our 100th episode, which we'll probably have to record there live. I think we should do that, Rich. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. It'd be worth celebrating. A lot of good things going on. And you're right, man, look how far we've come. A lot farther to go, but I think events like this will really start to build a community, and that's what we want. A lot of times people send a DM and they're real timid about it. Can I ask you a question, this and that? Guys, we're an open book. Send your messages, send your questions, send your show ideas. And if you have a business or product, let us know so you can be on the show. We want this to be an interactive community of gentlemen that are really living this lifestyle. And, you know, hey, not to quote the Migos, but I mean, we walk it like we talk it. So this is what we do.
Exactly. And, you know, the show is growing, and it's mainly because of you guys. So we want to thank you for every week tuning in and making the show what it is. And this indie trip is going to be great, not only for us, but you guys too, because you're going to get to see a lot of us and, you know, how we move, how, you know, our professionalism, our etiquette, and everything else that represents the life of a gentleman will be showcased in Indianapolis. And if you're ever around that area, you could thank us for, you know, giving you tips on what places to visit over there. Trust me, these places are going to be top notch.
Oh yeah, don't forget that high-end barbershop. It's called Red's. It's right downtown. Been there a few times. And they actually old school, old fashioned shave. I believe Dennis is going to be volunteering himself to get in the chair and getting a straight razor shave. And maybe I'll record it. And hopefully the guy doesn't have shaky hands when he's lining Dennis' mustache up. We don't want that to get touched up.
No, man. That's, you know what's funny? There is, I've been looking for these places, man. I want old school. I want the guy to dress as good as me. I don't want no teenagers skinny jeans no more, man.
No, these guys.
I don't know Dominican and skinny jeans.
No. These guys, they know what they're doing. They dress up in the old-fashioned attire. A lot of celebrities go there. So NBA players go there, get touched up. A lot of people, when they come into town, you know, for an event, or like I said, athletes come through, that's where they're sent to. It's right downtown, convenient location. You guys are going to love it. I think you'll be surprised at what Indy has to offer. And I'm really looking forward to it. Let's give them the dates, because it's July 27th through 29th. So if you're in that area, don't be scared. Reach out, because we will be having an initial meet and greet on that Friday evening. And there's details about that on our Instagram pages, at Dennis Styles, at Gentleman's Podcast, and at The Life of a Gent.
Yeah, the meet and greet is going to be awesome, because I'm sure there's a lot of the influencers or just fashion guys or business owners that are around the area be able to link up and talk fashion, talk business, and collaborate on some sort of way.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to getting together once again. It's been a couple months. And, man, guys, thank you for the support. We're moving toward that 100th episode, trying to really ramp it up. And remember, keep in touch. Let's make this a journey that we're taking together, and let's make this a movement.
All right, guys, so enjoy and check us out. Indy coming soon. Take care, my friends.
All right.
And now it's time for this week's segment of the Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is the Gentleman's News.
Hey guys, welcome back to my favorite part of the show, and this is where we talk to somebody who is doing exciting things in the world of business and fashion, and today we have somebody that's doing both. I am so excited to welcome this gentleman to the show. His name is Troy, and you may know him on Instagram as The Genuine Article. Let's give him a warm welcome, and welcome to the show, Troy.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure to be here. It's really a true honor to be a part of the show.
Oh, we're glad we could connect. You know, your profile on Instagram really stuck out, and I reached out and asked if you'd come on the show, and here we are. And you know what? It's funny. We got to talking, found out we have something in common. I used to live in Michigan, and I'm actually here now. So, hey, that's how it works.
There you go. That's it. It's so funny. I meet so many people from Michigan, like all over the world. It's an interesting thing.
Yeah, it's a pretty big state, actually. So, Troy, let's get into it a little bit, man. Everybody wants to know why we had you on the show, and I'm excited to let them know by way of this interview. So go ahead and just tell the people just a little bit about yourself, what it is you do, and then we'll get the ball rolling.
So I'm actually an accounting executive for a company called Glass Unlimited. We supply cloth all over the world for men's custom clothing, such as suiting, sport coating, trousers, shirting. We also do accessories, neckwear, pocket squares. We do some lapel pendants and little flowers as well. We also have women's collections. And then also the Genuine Article aspect of my life is just my love for the clothing industry and my want to get the real information out there from an inside the clothing industry perspective. So I've noticed that a lot of blogs pop up all over the world and guys kind of regurgitate things, and a lot of things get lost in translation. And so my goal is to kind of just, I know the younger gentlemen in the United States and even across the world, they want to dress, they want to know what's the right thing to say, they want to know what's quality versus, you know, what's mass produced. And so that's kind of what I aim to achieve with the blog. And, you know, also what I do is I have actually just recently launched my own custom clothing company in Los Angeles. And so I partnered with a friend of mine, and we do our make all in Italy. And it's been fun. You know, suits are something I've always loved. And so I've just been having a blast at working at my job and starting the blog and now starting my own company. So it's been great. You know, it's easy when it's something you love.
Yeah, you know what? You're exactly right. That's why I reached out, because you really have the experience working in the industry, and fabric is so important because that's where it all starts. So if you could kind of speak to that a little bit more about the quality of fabric, and you could tell us a little bit about Gladson, and then also your own brand, if you want to talk about that. What makes it different? Because there is a certain level of quality that you can get from certain companies that you can't always get when you walk into a department store.
Absolutely. To start on fabric, I mean, I could talk about fabric all day, but to kind of keep it concise, it really depends on where the fabric comes from. Just like anything else, you can get something great from a country or you can get something terrible from a country. And so you really kind of have to know where to look. As a company, what Gladson likes to do is they source from the best places on the planet. And so we have our own operation in Huddersfield, England, and then also in Biella, Italy. Biella, Italy is where we source all of our Italian fabrics, and with that, it's mainly out of one area called Biella. And Biella is known for fabric because that's where the water is just really, really soft, and it's almost like New York pizza. How if you go to New York, guys are like, oh, our pizza's better because of the water. And that's true. And so it's the same for cloth in Huddersfield and also in Biella. And so that's why the cloth is so great coming out of there. It's the finishing processes. It's the heritage behind it. It's the way that they build the cloth, each yarn, and where they source the wools. And so it's just a really great culmination of things that just make cloth. It's just perfect for custom clothing. And Italy and the United Kingdom, they differ in the ways that the United Kingdom likes to have a little more hand. They want a little more body in the fabric. So you'll notice the cloth that comes from England is going to be a little more, not necessarily rough, but it's just going to have a little more oomph to it, just a little more body. Whereas in Italy, it's very soft, very drapey, and it's very, like, silky fabric. And that's what a lot of people in the United States have come to love, which, ironically, in Italy, a lot of the guys there are more of a fan of British cloth these days. So it's a very interesting thing.
Man, that's beautiful how you just broke that down. Kind of got me hungry talking about New York pizza, too, at the same time.
Yeah, it can happen easily.
Hey, let me ask you, though. I've had the opportunity to work in the apparel industry myself, and you know what? Have you ever seen the fabric being spread? Do you guys do that, or you just kind of source it? Because the industry I was in, we would spread the fabric and then have it cut. With our pattern cutting machines, the Gerber cutting system. And what I notice is fabric reacts so differently. Like you said, some fabric has some oomph, and you can, the way you lay it out and the way it shrinks when you cut it, it all makes a difference. But I don't think people really get the intricacies that comes to fabric just when they think about clothing. They just think about, oh, that looks good. I like the pattern. I want to grab it. Well, what do you tell people about quality? Is it better to, you know, you're gonna have to spend more. Do you think it's better to spend more and have less items of higher quality?
So it really just depends on what you aim to achieve. This kind of goes back to the blog and also my personal business. In my personal business, we do all of our Make in Italy because we believe that there's still a market for true sartorial clothing. And what we've done is we've actually started a hybrid with the shoulder. The shoulder is a big deal with the suit. That's how you can really tell if it's custom or if it's a quality garment. And so we've achieved what we call like a soft, natural, but also sort of a Neapolitan shoulder. And so we call it like a West Coast Neapolitan shoulder. And to answer your question, I think if you have the ability to purchase better cloth and better fabric and better suiting, then absolutely you should. But also, if you're a younger guy who's just starting his first job, then yeah, the off the rack is going to be sufficient for you. But it's funny because I'm actually on the blog, my most recent article that I will be posting this week is about this very thing. You know, you have to remember to graduate. As males in America, we kind of become creatures of habit. So if your dad shopped at, let's say, Men's Warehouse, you know, if he shopped there all the time, then you'll probably think, well, yeah, that's where I go to get a suit. And even in the general public, if you said, hey, like, I need a new suit, okay, where are you going to go? Most people are going to go to a store, let's say a big box store, because in their head, that's just the first thought. There's all the advertising, and there's, you know, there's one on every corner, so it's just easier. But what I aim to achieve is to show guys that you can actually go to your custom clothier, and you can get a suit for your Hugo Boss pricing with better fabrics and a better make, and it's going to last you a lot longer. And in my business, what I aim to achieve, I've had guys come to me and say, oh, I need 5 new suits. I will not make you 5 suits if that's your first order. What I want to do is I want to get your pattern down. We'll make you 1 suit. We'll make you a nice basic navy or a basic charcoal so that way you can wear it pretty often. And then what we'll do is we'll knock your pattern down. We'll say, okay, cool. This is your pattern. This works. Now we can start diving into some fun things. And now we can start, you know, building your wardrobe. I don't look to just get one big hit. Cool, I sold this guy 5 suits, and then I won't hear from him again for 3 years. I'd rather be able to make you a suit once a month or once every 2 months, and then we can build your wardrobe together.
And that makes total sense. It's a great business model, and you're really educating people as well. I'm really curious, what inspired you to go into this field of work? You know, growing up in Michigan, let's be honest, it's all about manufacturing, and a lot of it is the auto industry, and it seems like you totally broke free of that. So what was the inspiration behind it?
It's funny. I kind of make that joke that I broke free of it a lot. And it's nothing against Michigan at all. I think it's a great place. I think I consider myself to be a pretty kind individual, and I definitely attribute all of that to Michigan and my upbringing. But when I was a kid, me and my mom, we watched a lot of films together. And I've always noticed one consistent thing with movies, and that was that the main guy, whether he was a success story or he was, you know, the guy who came from nothing and became something, he always ended up in a suit. And whenever you were successful or whenever you achieved something, the guy was always presented in this nice suit, he had on a tie, and I just always had this thing for suiting. But like you said, coming from Michigan, you don't really know that that industry exists. And so this is all obviously pre-social media. I mean, when we were kids, we barely had MySpace, you know, and so
right.
it was something that wasn't really presented to me. So when I moved to LA, I actually was dating a girl and her father was working in the clothing industry. And then from there, I just fell into it. I started out working in a warehouse, just kind of managing the warehouse. A company offered me a sales position, and then I was able to get on the road, and our clientele were better menswear stores across the West Coast. And I just immediately fell in love. I mean, being around quality garments, being around just really well-made items, and just really cool guys, and just everything about the industry was just awesome. It's really like a brotherhood. We always kind of make the joke that it's like a fraternity. You know, your reputation is all you have in this industry. You can have the best book of business, and you can know all the best stores, but if you don't have a good reputation, people won't buy from you. And like the larger markets, they buy from their friends, you know, and so that's something that I've been able to achieve in this industry. But that's kind of where it all started. You know, I really just watching TV, and I've always just wanted to be in the suiting industry, and I didn't really know it. And so once I discovered it, it was just immediately, it was a love for me.
Makes a lot of sense. I mean, we all get inspiration from what's going on around us. And man, I'm a movie lover myself. And so, you know, drawing inspiration from that makes total sense. Now, let me ask you this. We're pretty much in the dead of summer. It's hot out. A lot of guys start to slack off when it comes to dressing, quote unquote, nice. And you just see people dressing down. What advice would you give to a guy who really wants to present himself as polished? What kind of advice would you give to him that he can wear now in the summer, although he may complain it's so hot, he just wants to wear shorts and a tank top?
So, it's funny, I actually wrote an article a few weeks about this, it was one of my favorite articles because I was really able to pass on some of my fabric knowledge and then also some of my suiting knowledge as far as the makeup of a suit. It's still easy, you know, it's really all you want to do is, the way I start the article out is just, when I was a kid, you remember you had your winter wardrobe, and when it started getting warmer, your mom would pack up all your winter clothes, and then she would bring out your summer clothes. And so it's a similar situation in my closet personally with my suits. I've got flannel suits for the winter, and then I've got summer suits for the summer. It's all about the weight of the cloth. And then it's also about the structure. If you run pretty hot, if you're a heavier guy, then you would most likely want to go with a suit that's quarter line with a softer shoulder. So it's almost just like an overshirt. There's still some structure to it, so it's a jacket, but very lightweight. And when you have fabrics like that, it allows the air to pass through easier. And so even though you're wearing a jacket or even a full suit, I've done a three-piece in Houston and the dead of summer, you know, it's really humid down there. And it's just about the fabrication and the way that you build out your suit. And that's something that you can achieve with custom, but there are certain better menswear stores where you can buy something off the rack in order for a lighter weight, more casual, or not casual, but just more of an easier look. It's just more comfortable.
Yeah. And you're right. That's what you have to do. It's not one size fits all or, you know, one suit that you can wear year round. Now, I'm sure there are a few that you probably could pull off, but you're exactly right. When the summer rolls around, it's time to pull out the summer suits and you can style them a little bit different. I mean, you're a guy who has a lot of style. Let's get one style tip before we wrap up. I'd love to get your input for summer style.
For summer style, I would say have fun. That's been my big thing lately, just have fun. Don't be afraid of color. You know, a lot of people will tell me, you know, oh, you're darker. You know, your skin tone, you can pull off brighter colors. And it's not necessarily true. It's not exclusive to, you know, to people with a brown skin. It's just about finding a color tone that works for you. And if it looks good in the closet, in the mirror, most of the time, you'll be correct. And at the end of the day, it's just clothing. So it's not something that you should think too hard about, you know. If you go out and you get a lot of compliments, hey, you know, that's a good outfit. If you go out and you don't, okay, not a big deal. It's one day, one outfit, you know. If you just figure out how to style it a different way. And at the end of the day, if you need stuff, you can always come to the Genuine Article, and I'd be happy to help.
That's exactly right, man. Definitely. Speaking of that, let everybody know, please, your website, how they can check out the blog, and then also your social media so we can follow you and keep in touch.
Oh, absolutely. So the website is thegenuine-article.com, and then my Instagram is thegenuine_article_. And then the link to my website is also on there as well.
All right, Troy, we truly appreciate it. We thank you for the knowledge, for the tips, how we can stay cool and stay stylish. And also, we'll be checking out that blog so we can learn more. You got the inside information, my friend. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's my pleasure. And as always, you know, I'm very happy to be on the show.
Well, guys, that's going to do it for the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Really glad you could join us today. I want to give a special thank you to our guest, Troy, the Genuine Article, for coming on. It was really great talking to him, getting to know him, and learning a little bit more about high-quality garments and why it's better to have more quality instead of having just a bunch of quantity laying around in your closet. It really makes a lot of sense what he said. Also, thanks to Dennis for dropping by as well. Looking forward to taking this trip, and you may be listening to this right now. We're probably on the road and getting ready to enjoy some hospitality in the Midwest. Definitely looking forward to that. Also, want to say thank you to you, the listener. You've been giving us a lot of feedback, and we appreciate it. If you haven't done so yet, though, we'd love for you to leave a review on iTunes. That really helps us out. So I'm going to ask if you could do that. It only literally takes about 30 to 45 seconds of your time. Just go on iTunes, leave a rating, leave a review. Let us know what you think about the show. It helps us reach a new audience and new listeners. And if you have a friend that may be interested in the show that's an entrepreneur, maybe somebody sitting on an idea, or just a guy or girl out there that really loves men's fashion, let them know about the Life of a Gentleman. We certainly would appreciate it. So, as always, don't forget, you can also get a free copy of my latest book. And this might be something you're interested in. It's called From Idea to Income: 5 Reasons You Need a Side Hustle. You probably listen to the show. You hear a lot of entrepreneurs that have started their own business. Now it's time for you to do the exact same thing. Just go to thegentway.com and you can get that free book right on the homepage. And there's also a banner on pretty much every page for you to pick up a copy of that book. So that's my free gift to you just for listening to the show. And as always, the show wouldn't be anything without you. So feel free to get in touch on Instagram at Gentleman's Podcast. We're always here looking to interact with people. And until next time, you guys take care.